540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Jackson Hewitt.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. Sorrow and determination in the wake of that mass shooting in a Louisville bank that left five people dead and at least nine injured, including a newly minted police officer. The police chief says the shooter live streamed the attack. CBS's Jim Crisula with more.
Police are still working to learn the motive of a former bank employee who opened fire inside the building in downtown Louisville, Kentucky. Five people were killed and eight others were wounded. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg.
We must call on our state legislatures to give cities like Louisville the autonomy to control our own destiny with respect to reducing this gun violence epidemic.
The mayor appeared on CBS Mornings. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A survey from KFF Health News finds that one in five adults in the nation have had a family member die by gun violence, and one in six say they have seen a shooting. For black people, those figures rise to one in three. Dr. Celine Gounder is KFF Health Editor-at-Large and a CBS News medical contributor.
Three in four adults in households where there are guns say that at least one of those guns is either unlocked, loaded, or kept with ammunition.
A second black lawmaker in Tennessee's State House is hoping to be reinstated tomorrow after being kicked out over a gun violence protest. Democrat Justin Pearson says,
"We are here because our people, our communities are saying it is time for justice now."
The U.S. and the Philippines are holding their largest combat exercises in decades. CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
These exercises are taking place across the disputed South China Sea and the Taiwan Strait. These are annual drills, but come as tensions are high between Washington and Beijing. The Biden administration has repeatedly warned China about its aggressive behavior in the region. Nearly 18,000 military personnel are involved in these drills, involving warships and fighter jets, as well as Patriot missiles.
Tens of thousands of doctors in London are on a messy four-day strike over wages. CBS's Vicky Barker explains.
They've been staging strikes for months, but this one could force the postponement or cancellation of a quarter of a million operations and appointments. The doctors are demanding a 35% pay hike to make up, they say, for paychecks that haven't risen in more than a decade.
Al Jaffe, Mad Magazine's award-winning cartoonist, has died at the age of 102. He dealt with fun features, including snappy answers to stupid questions, and once said,
"Very, very simple, but it was audience participation."
Mad Magazine was a must-read for young folk during the baby boom era. This is CBS News.
Taxes are due. Have you filed yet? Don't worry. Jackson Hewitt is racking up the assists. They will get you filed or an extension before the deadline. Beat the crowds by going to Jackson Hewitt. Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. After 86 years of serving students, Milwaukee's Cardinal Stritch University is closing at the end of this spring semester. President Dan Schultz citing falling enrollments, the COVID-19 pandemic, and an ongoing need for more resources. The school will offer some resources over the summer to help students who are close to finishing their graduation requirements and is also working with other local universities for students who want to transfer their credits. About a third of undergrads at Cardinal Stritch are Pell Grant recipients, which are awarded to those who are most in need. If you do your taxes online, be careful that hackers don't steal your refund or your information. You want to file through a credible website or an app. Don't do your taxes on a public Wi-Fi network. And remember, the IRS will never send you a text or an email about your refund. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality. Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK Radio.
Darling, when you're next to me, I melt. I feel so weak. It's getting this feeling on my mind. It needs you, baby, to satisfy.
You can't turn me off. Not in the middle of turning me on. I can't suddenly stop. You change me from cold to hot.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, there's so many different things in this country that divide us. And a lot of it is because of misinterpretation of what people say the Constitution is and what it says. And so they foolishly go according to what they feel and not what is actual fact. And so you constantly hear people talking about this is a Christian nation. It was founded under Christianity and the Christian principles. And so we have this battle from people who say, you know, it's a Christian nation. And I always wonder, what do you mean by that? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Please educate me on what is meant by the founding fathers founded this and under Christianity. Somebody please clarify what that means, because the people who are out, you know, saying those things and who have platforms and who say those things really do mislead people to thinking that they are right. This nation was not founded under any Christian principles. It's never been solely a Christian nation. If I'm wrong, 844-967-2789. I know I'm not wrong. And if I'm right, why do we keep pushing that? You know, this nation was founded under a precept that there is no one religion. It's one of the reasons that people left where they left. Religious persecution. So why have we in this nation come to a point where we want to control what other people think? You want to talk about, well, I'm you know, I'm concerned that the nation, that we're going to have to fight the nation because the nation is taking away my gun rights. Shouldn't people be concerned about this delusion that we're having in this country, that this is a Christian nation founded under Christian principles, when nothing could be further from the truth? Let me talk a little bit about this article. It's in today's Alternet. Excuse me. And it talks about a guy named Charlie Kirk, who says he's not a fan of democracy after falsely declaring the U.S. a Christian nation. Right-wing Daily Wire commentator Charlie Kirk and Timecast Media host Ian Crossland both proclaim their opposition to democracy. I actually even think we are even more divided in some ways than we were leading into the American Civil War. Kirk, the founder of the conservative Turning Points, and why is it always people on the right who mislead people down these paths? And what is the purpose of misleading the people? I actually even think we're even more divided in some ways than we were leading into the American Civil War. Kirk, the founder of the conservative Turning Points USA Political Action Committee, said, at least it was a Christian country back then. Now we have different metaphysics and we have all sorts of different types of views. Now, if you believe that the only beliefs that were acceptable when this nation was founded were Christian principles, you couldn't be further from the truth. That's me talking. Kirk's statement is inaccurate. Although most Americans have historically identified as Christian, the United States has never officially been a Christian country because the First Amendment to the Constitution prohibits the government from favoring one faith over others. Let me repeat that for all of the people who want to talk about the Constitution and what it stands for, and that we need to not deviate from what the founding fathers represented. I repeat, although most Americans have historically identified as Christian, the United States has never officially been a Christian country because the First Amendment to the Constitution prohibits the government from favoring one faith over others. And this is what Thomas Jefferson actually wrote. It does me no injury for my neighbor to believe in 20 gods or no god. It neither picks my pocket nor breaks my leg, Thomas Jefferson once wrote. Mark Edwards expanded on the notion in 2015, explaining that if by the question one is asking whether the founding fathers relied on Protestant Christian principles in drafting the essential documents and in organizing the new governments, then the answer is a resounding no. So if that's accurate, and it is, why are we still in the battle to try to confuse and mislead people into believing that this nation is, in fact, a Christian nation and that it was founded under Christian principles? This nation allows all sorts of religious views. That's the whole purpose of it. And to somehow dismiss other Americans' views and their beliefs and their religious beliefs, to somehow force us to believe in one, is partially why we are in the battles that we are in this country. It's why it's hard for us to accept Muslims. It's hard to accept Judaism. It's hard to accept all these other religious beliefs because we somehow believe that our Christianity belief is the sole belief of this nation. And it's not. You know, it's not. It's all of us. That's what America is, a melting pot of religions and people. And there was a time, I believe, in my life that we accepted those kinds of things. We have gotten further and further away from those types of beliefs, and it's one of the reasons why our nation is in such turmoil and upheaval, because a certain group of people have decided we are going to change it back. Or we are going to change it in this way, in this manner. And the way we think is going to be the predominant way that America needs to think. You know, the we are going back to the way it was. That belief. Some may call it MAGA. Some may call it other things. But clearly, under Donald Trump and MAGA, all of these things have gotten worse. And the American people have become more distant and more separated. And it is a dangerous, dangerous reality. 844-967-2789 is the number. If I'm wrong in what I'm saying, correct me. But I know I'm not wrong. And if I'm not wrong, why can't we have the discussion? You know, why is it that people who are in this country, who have made this country their homes, who are American citizens, that their beliefs can be dismissed because they aren't, you know, Christian beliefs? I get it. I understand. We just don't want to think about things. We want to say things openly without delving into the impact that those things that we are saying are helping to divide our nation. I'm not anti-Christian. I'm not anti-Muslim. I'm not anti-Hindu. I'm not anti- Taoism. I'm not anti-Confucius. I'm not anti any of those things. Because all of us are part of the human family, and that should always supersede all of those things. But we can't get past those minute things that cause us to be divided. We can't even have the conversation. And so these are the kinds of conversations that we should be having in this country. And yet, I don't know if the American people have the stomach to have the conversations. So, you know, I do. And we're going to continue to have them as long as I have a platform. You can join me if you can, if you choose to. If not, we're still going to have the conversation. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So I'll tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 79. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 56. Tonight, clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 80. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Dry with temperatures well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Calvin, it's always hard for me to interrupt some of these songs, man. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Right? I mean, you got to let it get to the crescendo. And and sometimes the crescendo takes a little longer than normal. But anyway, I was talking about, you know, religion and the founding fathers and where that is and why we have these differences of opinion as it relates to that and why all religions are equal. And so, you know, when we think that our religion is superior to another religion, people have fought, bled, and died over those kinds of things. America is the one nation that's not supposed to matter. But unfortunately, we are moving back into a time when that is mattering, as people are clearly stating things that aren't true, you know, that this is an American nation founded, a Christian nation founded under Christian beliefs. Let's go to my good friend Lou Ann Bird from Hell's Corner. Hey, good morning to you, Lou Ann. How you doing?
Good. I'm good. Good morning, Earl. I just didn't want you to be alone there on the radio.
Oh, I'm so fine being alone. You know, hey, you know.
I'm chirping in.
How does that old axiom go? If you see me wrestling with a bear, help the bear. All right. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's I always appreciate your show and the opportunity to go on civic media or to listen to civic media where we can have those conversations and think deeply about these issues.
Right.
So thank you for that. But it reminded me of my family. When it comes to religion, we are divided in my family and have been for years. We kind of went in different, you know, all raised the same, but went in different directions as we got older.
Right.
So my close sister, we're close, but we couldn't be at further opposite ends of the religious spectrum, of the political spectrum. We're kind of, when you ask, we think we are. But we have lunch all the time. You know, we get together all the time. And over the years, there were subjects we just couldn't talk about. And it got a little bit worse when I jumped into the Democratic Party and, you know, really got in there and ran for the assembly. And that made my sister very uncomfortable at first. But isn't that true? These conversations make us uncomfortable. But if we keep talking about them and keep getting together, because that's the secret weapon, is talking. I'm happy to tell you, you know, you spin forward a year. And, of course, we were on different sides during this Supreme Court election. And when I saw her last week at a, it was a funeral, but I saw her and we set up our next lunch. And then she says, yeah, I said, we got a lot to talk about. And she says, yeah, you won. And we hugged and we laughed. I mean, that's where we can pull our differences together. But that doesn't happen without talking and getting
right.
together and trying not to judge people who feel different than us, but rather listening to what is it that they care about. Because in the end, I know my sister and I value the same things, care about the same things.
Right.
Our paths to get there might be different, but we care about the same things. So when it comes to keeping that freedom of religion, we just have to keep at it, right? Keep talking.
Hey, Luann, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let me go here. Here's a subject that I think is really timely, and this is for, you know, listeners with adult children. Now, I do know that when I was 18 years old and working, my dad charged me rent. Let me ask you, Calvin. Did you get charged rent when you were still in the house when you were an adult?
I actually still live with my parents, and no, I do not get charged rent.
Okay. So, now this is a good cover. This is a good subject. So, back in the times when I was your age, and even now, because there are more young people like you still living at home than there were when I was your age, excuse me, it's because, you know, there were all these jobs out here that paid enough money that, you know, people could move out on their own like I could at 18 years old. So I made enough money, you know, to do that. But today there are more young people living at home, young adults living at home, than almost at any other time in history I was reading. And so I would like to, you know, tarry with the listening audience about your thoughts. Why are more parents charging their adult children rent for living at home? And where do you fall in that category? 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. The mayor of Louisville, Craig Greenberg, says something needs to be done after five people were killed in a mass shooting at a bank there, telling CBS Mornings.
Let's take action. Let's do something about this. Let's not have other mayors and chiefs of police grieving about people who they've lost in their city.
Gun violence is now the number one killer of children and teens in the nation. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
This is a uniquely American problem that we're seeing our kids kids and teens dying from guns in this way.
The Justice Department is appealing a Texas court ruling that could mean one of two drugs and an abortion pill won't be available by Friday. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
This is such a significant issue that it seems almost reckless for the Fifth Circuit to allow this new ruling to go into effect without it having a chance to look at the case closely.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keyes.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports. We do a daily music break and a history lesson. We have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
It's time to take your fitness to the next level. Join Brew City CrossFit in downtown Milwaukee. Brew City CrossFit offers a variety of safe, fun, and effective daily workouts that will challenge and transform you. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned athlete, their skilled trainers will help you reach your fitness goals. You can even schedule a free trial class by logging on to BrewCityCrossFit.com. What are you waiting for? BrewCityCrossFit.com. Brew City CrossFit, Milwaukee's number one CrossFit gym.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Or text us at that same number. What say you? And this is an article in today's Newsweek. Why more parents are charging their adult children rent? And I can only look at it from my own life and my own perspective. And when my adult sons had to come home, and when they came home, you know, all of us, it is more difficult. My father used to say to me, when I was a young man, and I would say to my dad, I'm from a family of 13. So I would say to my dad, how come you're easier on my younger brothers and sisters than you were with me and the older ones of us? And who you know, you basically, we had to leave the nest earlier than our younger siblings. And sometimes you almost felt like, hey, this was a favorites kind of thing. But then when my father said to me that it's a different time, he said, when you graduated from school, you could go anywhere and get a job that paid major benefits, that paid you a livable wage, where you made enough money to buy a house or to get an apartment or to buy a brand new car. And those jobs were everywhere. And you didn't need to have a PhD or no degree. And that time happened in my lifetime in this country. And now, if you find, if anybody is in a position to do that and to get that kind of work and employment, that's rare. It was the rule during my time. So when my sons had to come home, I didn't charge them. Now, the question becomes, why are more parents charging their adult children rent? Let me read a paragraph or two. I'm interested in your thoughts. Or maybe you're fortunate and your children never came home. Or maybe you're in a position where your adult child never left. But either way, it is a subject and a conversation that at some point in time we all got to deal with. When Erica and Cody Archie posted a video to TikTok explaining how they would be charging their 18-year-old daughter, Kylie, rent. She's 18 years old, and they're charging her rent. The reaction was split. One commenter called it a punishment. Another said, I don't see anything wrong with it. It helps them learn responsibility, while a third added, hell no. That's their home. The footage ended up going viral, receiving over 700,000 views, which lets me know that this is, again, a subject that all of us, if we have children, have either had to deal with or are going to deal with. Despite the mixed response, Cody is sure they've made the right decision. This is our way of parenting her and making sure she knows that things aren't free, Cody told Newsweek. Part of becoming an adult is knowing that you have to either pay rent or you'll have a house payment. Our hope is that by doing all this, we're preparing her for the world. What do you say? I mean, part of me, as a, you know, a father and a parent, I see the part of teaching your child that having to pay rent, having to keep a roof over your head, and the cost associated with that is going to be with you the rest of your life, your adult life. I get that, right? But the part of it I don't get is, at 18 years old, why should you have to learn that lesson? Because that's going to be an issue again for the remainder of your life. And it's not like the animal kingdom where you boot, you know, the baby animal out right away. I mean, the animal kingdom is cold and heartless. You know, it doesn't give time for nurturing and those types of things. So, what are your thoughts? 844-967-2789. I've said what mine were. I didn't charge my adult sons when they came back home to get things right. I didn't charge them. On the other hand, you know, when I was a young boy, my father clearly charged me and many of my other siblings when we worked. We realized, and that again, because I'm from a family of 13, we realized that part of what we made would go towards the household. Different times. Today, it's a different time. And so for parents who choose to allow their children to stay longer until they can get, here's a prime example. Many who have gone to college and owe tremendous college debt. And clearly the opportunities for those degreed students are different than they were when I was young. And when many of you were young, I've always said this, and nobody can dispute it. When young people graduated from college in my day, they went into industry, 22, 23 years old. And the place where I worked for 34 years, A. O. Smith, and they were taking 22-year-old young people out of college and put them in management, lower-level management, and they stayed with that company for 30 years. They were college-educated. But they made enough money that they didn't have to go and seek any other employment. That was the way the system worked. And so in that instance, yes, you were able to leave the nest comfortably because you were being paid a comfortable wage with benefits and job security that existed. Where is that at today? It's a different time. And so for parents who say, well, I want my child to stay until they're ready, I understand that. I really do. And it shouldn't be looked at as if somehow the young person is a failure because they went back home. We live in this judgmental society. Well, why is so-and-so still at home? How old are they? Shouldn't they be out? Well, who says? That's up to each individual family and the way they handle it. But we live, again, in a judgmental society that people will feel comfortable pointing their fingers at why an adult child is still at home. You know, now I know I'm not the only one whose child came back home to recalibrate. For heaven's sakes, I did. It was a very short stint. But I did. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. And, you know, I also understand that there's another side to the equation, and that's whether or not someone is going to continue to take advantage of the situation. But that's decided not by the peanut gallery. That's decided by the families themselves. According to recent figures from the U.S. Census Bureau, 58% of 18 to 24-year-olds are living with their parents. While staying at home has benefits for young people, such as allowing them to pay off their debts or save for a housing deposit, having an extra person under their roof means higher costs for the parents. A recent poll conducted by Redfield and Wilton Strategies for Newsweek asked 1,500 U.S. adults their thoughts on parenting, charging their adult children rent. Around 57% said that a 20-something moving back home should pay for the privilege, even if their parents do not need the money. In comparison, only 28% felt that adult children should live rent-free. A study conducted by LendingTree produced similar results. While 85% of parents surveyed said they let their adult children move home, 73% would charge them rent. Although 36% of Americans see young people living at home as bad for society, the benefits of these boomerang children are evident. Often viewed as a sense of entitlement or laziness, living with their parents or other relatives is allowing millennials and Generation Zs to save money, pay off debt, rather than struggling to survive. I'm with that 100%. That's what I did with my sons. You know, you got to give them a chance. It's a cold world. You know, it's a cold world. And the world is colder all the time. And, you know, later on in the show, we're going to get into some reasons why the world is so cold in this country, and why it doesn't have to be, and why we need to be mindful of it and be mindful of the times that we're living in. We are not living in my time anymore. My time has passed. Those wonderful 1970s where you could walk out of high school and get a job that will serve you for your entire life. That's over, never coming back. We need to take that into consideration when we're talking about all these other things. And talking about children. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Looking for how our state can move forward despite division? Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to if they can't afford a lawyer? What they need is civil legal aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund civil legal aid in the Wisconsin budget.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 79. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 56. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow, highs level off around 80. Dry with temps well above average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the mid-70s to the upper 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. What are your thoughts? Should you charge your adult child rent? Let's go to Paul from Waukesha. Thank you very much, Paul. You say what?
Yes, I agree in charging your adult child for rent. Up to a certain age, or not until a certain age. When they get to be about 24, 25, and if they're still living at home, unless they're going to school, I believe in charging them rent. All my kids are 18 or older, and I have two living at home, 17 and 19. They're not paying rent yet, but they pay their car payment, they pay their insurance, you know, because I have the cars in my name. Of course, we get a little better deal like that. But they, I have them pay their car payment or insurance payments.
Paul, you're a very intelligent person.
I just think it instills responsibility. Well, both of my kids
are
very, very responsible.
So how old were you when you left home?
19 or 20.
I still
relied on my mom for assistance at some points, because life happens, and at that age, you're not making, no one's making a lot of money at that age unless you're, whatever, gifted or something.
Okay, so Paul, hang on. Johnny, you want to respond?
Well, I just think that's the way I grew up and the experience that I had there, Paul. So I made that comment about I think you're a very intelligent person. It does. I think it does instill some responsibility and accountability. I had a very similar experience, when I was a young man. When I turned 18, mm-hmm. my mom and dad looked at me and they said, "Hey, dude, contribute or hit the road, Jack, and don't come back. I mean, something like that, you know. And it was a real deal. It was an enlightening experience, and I was fortunate enough to be able to help contribute it, and so did all my older brothers. And that was just the way the world worked, you know. I think that that's a commendable thing to do. Now, there is a fine line where someone needs a little help, some circumstance happened. I think you got to take them under your wing and help them out a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, to let somebody kind of schnooker you into living there for the rest of his life or whatever that is, that doesn't work. That's not the matrix I grew up in, dude.
Yeah, well, it sounds like we're in the same generation. Yeah, I help out. I don't enable. You get a speeding ticket, I'm not paying your speeding ticket.
Right.
You're paying your speeding ticket. Let's say you can't pay it on time. Okay. I'll help you out with that. I'll make a payment on it. I'll pay it or whatever. But you're paying me back. You know, and that's just the way it is. And these guys are pretty responsible, I have to say. And I don't know. Nobody's a perfect parent.
So let me.
I'm not perfect by any means.
So let me ask you, man. Because like I said, man, I'm a little older than you. And and the times are different. And
exactly.
And so when you left at 18 or 19 or whatever it was, you could walk into a good paying job, right?
Basically, I mean, they were kind of lower paying jobs. You know, I graduated in 87, so you know, you either went to school or you went and worked in a factory, or you had fast food or some kind of job like that, you know.
Yeah, but fast food is not going to be afford you an opportunity to live on your own.
No.
Right?
Even in today's.
Right.
No.
Yeah. I'm with you guys on
not
that.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, when I came out of high school and I went to work, I ran away from home kind of deal. And I ended up getting a job in a construction company, and everybody knows them. It's Michael's Pipeline, okay? And the wage that I got from those guys, I thought I died and went to heaven. I mean, I was probably making, when I was an 18-year-old guy, I was probably making somewhere like maybe 12, 13 bucks an hour. That was unheard of back in the day. And I made enough money where I could pay my own rent. I could buy my own car. I remember buying this beautiful 67 Caddy. And it ran great. It was a great car. I paid all my bills. I had enough money to go out and have some fun. It was a different time. I will agree with that. But, you know, things have changed a little bit. And I think Earl can talk to the point about how some of these great jobs have just gone away. And the union capacity for the health care and that sort of thing, I think it impacts.
I'll tell you, things have changed a lot, tremendously. Hey, Paul, thank you for the call. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. So we get. I'm getting.
It's more exciting than a one-man band. The saddest little show in all the land. So let the sideshow begin. Harry, Harry, can't afford to pass it by. Get
Don't settle for big box service and pricing when it comes to your flooring. Choose Straight Edge Flooring for quality and personalized service. A family-owned flooring company, they offer full-service flooring solutions from material to install, including on-site dust-free refinishing. Straight Edge Flooring installers are CFI certified and fully insured, with free in-home consultations to simplify your project. Choose Straight Edge Flooring. Log on straightedgewi.com. That's straightedgewi.com. Or call 414-779-8931 and make your vision a reality.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.